An interfaith symposium Wednesday in Rockland County was planned prior to the mass shootings at two mosques in New Zealand last week, but organizers say the shootings make it more important than ever to confront hatred and intolerance. Rockland County's second annual interfaith symposium is sponsored by the county's Commission of Human Rights. The focus is on bringing together Rockland's diverse religious groups.
Our theme for tomorrow is our strength is our diversity.
That's Constance Frazier, Rockland County's Commissioner of Human Rights.
We may have many different religions and different languages and different colored skin, but we all belong to one human race.
She adds,
and when I say that if we don't come together, not just in Rockland, but on a global basis, and it could be a focus, if not through the United Nations, through NATO, if we don't use some of those resources to connect with people, the whole world is going to lose its humanity, not just this Rockland County or New York State.
Rockland County Executive Ed Day is also hosting the symposium.
I believe strongly it is important for the top elected official in the county to set a tone and to set the stage. I think it's important for people to see that.
Rockland has experienced an increase in hate crimes in recent years.
Part of this, obviously, is that we are more attuned to it. Things are not swept under the rug. We've had situations where swastikas have been painted on trees in an area where rarely anybody goes. Probably years ago, that wouldn't have even been given a second look, but now it is. And I think that's important. I think it's important that we recognize that we will condemn these things no matter where they occur and how they occur.
He attributes the acts of intolerance to a few people who garner attention. And Day places emphasis on common threads.
All we can do is keep speaking of that commonality and understand that we share so much more than what divides us.
Day talks more about unity, including after the New Zealand mosque shootings.
We are being part of a larger world community that is basically saying that we share the pain that these people are going through. We recognize that the disease of intolerance is one that could destroy us, and that we stand in an area with others that we will not tolerate intolerance. We will not countenance hatred or violence of any kind here in Rockland.
Frazier says the symposium is part of a larger focus to develop a clearer understanding and appreciation of the respective cultures and religious values of Rockland's population.
We want to develop a viable network moving forward for Rockland County stakeholders who can be contacted immediately when incidents involving hate crimes, anti-Semitism, and violation of people's human rights occur in Rockland County. And they're going to continue. These things are going to continue to happen. And Ed Day and I, within the next month or so, we will be collaborating on developing a strategic action plan. When something does happen, we'll have a strategic plan that we can use, that we can deal with it. It won't be perfect, because every incident has to be taken on its face, on its own. They're not the same.
The symposium includes a keynote speech and panel discussion, as well as opening and closing remarks.
And the last closing thought for the day comes from Mother Teresa. It's a direct quote. If we have no peace, it is because we have forgotten that we belong to each other. Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. Every time you smile at someone, it is an action of love, a gift to that person, a beautiful thing.
The symposium runs from 8:45 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. in the Ellipse Room of the Technology Center at Rockland Community College in Suffern. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.